Welcome to Tea Time, a podcast about all things public education from the Texas Education Agency.
Welcome back to another edition of Tea Time. Once again, we're speaking with Commissioner of Education Mike Morath. Commissioner, we've been talking for weeks about the accountability ratings coming out. They are now out. Now, I know you've had a chance to be looking at the numbers, and I guess the general question for me is, what stands out as you look at the ratings that are coming out this year?
I think one thing that stands out that probably would not be obvious to most is the level of significant improvement that happened year over year in Texas. So we ran the A through F system using data for the year before, just to sort of see an apples to apples comparison. And when you do that apples to apples comparison, there are 240 fewer improvement required campuses in 2017-18 than there would have been the year before. That is quite possibly the biggest jump in performance in the modern history of the state. And that's just a reflection of what I see when I do campus visits all over the state of Texas. There are teachers that are pouring their heart and soul and skill into our kids every day, working very hard and working very smart, supported by capable administrators and very dedicated board and superintendent teams that are getting the job done for kids. It's just a great testimony to the hard work of educators in our schools. There are other things I think that jump out in the data that are perhaps a little bit more obvious. So we have 259 high poverty, high performing campuses in Texas. It's something like 11% of the high poverty campuses in Texas would score above 90, which is the equivalent of an A. Of course, this year we only have met standard versus improvement required for formal ratings, but I'm always interested in the highest level of performance to find out what's going on and what is happening to see how we can spread that practice. And to just see the sheer volume of educator teams that are doing remarkable things for students that come from perhaps more challenged backgrounds, it's really heartening to see the data to reflect, again, what I see when I go out and do campus visits at some of these really high-performing campuses that are serving a huge number of kids in poverty. But broadly, we see excellence in Texas public schools, and that's reflected in these many of these high ratings that we see at the district level and at the campus level all over the state. It's very encouraging.
We often talk about your experience as a school board member of the Dallas Independent School District. A lot of the focus is going to be on the suburban school districts and how well they're doing, or maybe some smaller ones, but you found some highlights in all the urban districts in Texas. What did you see there?
Sure. Well, I guess I'm a bit of a hometown boy. So going back to Dallas, Dallas had just about the biggest year-over-year performance gain as a district in the state of Texas, certainly of the big districts, and a significant reduction in improvement required campuses, significant improvement in overall performance. Dallas has something like 60 campuses that would be, if we were doing A through F ratings, would be rated an A in the 90 to 100 range, which is amazing. But Dallas isn't the only bright spot. So San Antonio had the largest reduction from a percentage standpoint of improvement required campuses of any of the big districts in Texas. El Paso is now down to only one improvement required campus district wide. Austin ISD is just about getting an A in overall performance. It's like got an 89, which is really close, which is what you see there. Fort Worth is perhaps on an overall basis about the second most improved big district, just in terms of high performing campuses and in terms of reduction of low performing campuses in terms of overall performance. So, the thing is, As a former school board member, what I was most interested in was continuous improvement. We don't live in a utopia. We can't change the performance that already happened. All we can do is commit as a team to getting better and stronger next week in what we do for kids than we did this week. And we see that data certainly in the big urban districts. What I'll also point to, fascinating highlight, is some of the unbelievably high performance that we're seeing in the Rio Grande Valley. So you've got several large districts that down there that have extremely high percentages of kids that are eligible for a free reduced lunch that are getting an A. McAllen ISD is getting an A. Edinburgh is getting an A. Los Fresnos is getting an A. And these are districts that, the overwhelming majority of kids that come to school from low-income households And yet they're seeing consistently high levels of performance and not a single improvement required campus in any of those districts. And there's some districts down in the valley that, but for just one campus, would have gotten an A, fairly good sized districts that fall in that category. So, you know, that's great to see. Outside, sort of, if you continue up the Rio Grande, but outside the valley, United ISD, which has got more than 40,000 students, and I think 75% of them are eligible for a free lunch, is getting an A on an overall basis. I mean, this is the example of efforts that are systemic, that are focused, very strong leadership that year in, year out concentrates on quality instruction and does everything they can to help their kids using all the latest and best research on practices. It's really heartening.
In addition to just the ratings, there's now a website for parents, school leaders, community leaders, pretty much anyone can go and go beyond the rating label, whether it be A, B, C, D, F, or Med Standard Improvement Required, techschools.org, txschools.org. If someone goes to that website, what will they see?
So we try to design texasschools.org to be as easy to understand for folks as possible. So you can type in the name of a campus or you can type in the name of a school and immediately you will see that school's overall performance information. And you can stop there if you like, or you can dig deeper. And we put resources in there to help people understand how the ratings are calculated and the way that we look at performance. If you've ever actually tried to figure out how your son or daughter's GPA was calculated in high school, it can be complicated. You get rank points for different classes. You'd have to look at individual teachers' grade books to understand how an overall grade in a subject was arrived at. But the GPA still gives us a pretty good sense of how well our kids are doing in school. So the overall rating is designed to be similarly used. You can delve deeper if you'd like to, but you don't have to. Generally speaking, we analyze performance of our campuses and our districts in three ways. One, based on student achievement. This is what students know and can do at the end of the school year. One, based on school progress. It's how much better the students are doing. And one, based on closing the gaps, how individual groups of students are doing as opposed to sort of the average student. And so you can look at performance in each of those areas individually if you're so interested, or you can just take a quick pulse check for how well performance landed this year. And then next year, when you come back to texasschools.org, you'll be able to see year-over-year comparisons because we will have been on the A-3F system more than 1 year in a row. And of course, our desire is to keep it the same year in, year out to allow for that continuous improvement.
Since you've talked a little bit about, let's wrap up by asking, what do you expect in the coming months, coming years? We've put out the ratings, the information is out there. What should parents do with it? What should school leaders do with the information that's out there now?
Well, I've always been a big believer that you can't have systems of accountability without similar investments in capacity. You have to support people so that they know how to get better over time using that information. So we will continue as an agency to not only release refined levels of information and tools, but also try to provide professional development resources and training to help folks take advantage of the best and brightest research on how to help their kids so that their performance goes up year in, year out. So I think for our educators, they should just expect continued release of new resources from the agency to help them improve the quality of instruction in the classroom. And for parents, continued resources to help them advocate for their kids while they're enrolled.
Once again, the website is txschools.org. We encourage you to visit that site. And thank you once again for joining us, Commissioner.
Thank you.
For more on this and other public education issues, visit our website at tea.texas.gov. For more Tea Time episodes, visit tea.texas.gov/podcast or look for us where you download your other podcasts. Join us again soon for another episode of Tea Time, a podcast from the Texas Education Agency.